God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. Our special guest is Fatine Crisco, and she's going to be sharing about the Josiah generation in regards to the younger generation taking light into the darkness. Why don't you stay tuned for the entire program?
The revelation generation, they want to hear the voice of God, and they want to see history changed.
Josiah made a covenant with God to bring the word of God back into the land. And I think as this generation, if we're going to be a Josiah generation, have to start setting ourselves before the Word of God, not just whenever we feel like it, but as a daily thing, and get back to the foundation of the Word, even to raise that standard of purity. I don't think it can happen without it.
There's this generation, and they're a new breed of missionaries, and they're not afraid of the darkness. They're not afraid to die. They're not afraid of persecution. They're not afraid of being shot at. They're not afraid of not having running water. They're not afraid of the slums. They're not afraid of drug addicts. They're not afraid of alcohol. They're not afraid of the darkness.
I would say to my generation right now that it's time to arise for such a time as this. The eyes of God are searching to and fro throughout the earth for people, for a generation who will be faithful, who will dive into the depths of his heart and the place of intimacy with him, and who will run with the things of his heart. I would say to my generation, arise, shine, it's time.
You know, I have a lot of hope in this hour because God is raising up a younger generation who is going to restore righteous foundations within nations of people. And later on in the program, we're going to have a special guest, Fatine Crisco. She's part of that Josiah generation that we're going to be discussing on this program. But on Insights today, I would like to, first of all, just discuss with you a little bit about what our generation, the baby boomer generation, has done to destroy righteous foundations. And I think it's important that we take some responsibility for what has happened. And so we're just going to look at some of these things. We'll put them up on the screen for you as well. But in our generation, we challenge sexual morality. In fact, I remember even growing up in the teens and that it was becoming the thing to do to challenge righteous morals in the area of sexuality. We didn't even know what we were talking about, really. We just said, well, you know, if it feels good, do it. That was the main voice that we carried in that hippie generation for sure. And started saying, well, what's the matter with having sex outside of marriage? What's the matter of entering into immoral type of behavior? I mean, after all, if it feels good, it must be okay. Secondly, we promoted the concept of having only one or two children. It was like we didn't value children. We valued our own lives more. And I think a lot of that had to do was we were post-war. There was a big baby boom. That's why we're called the baby boomers. And so a lot of the economy and everything was centered around us right from when we were young. And so as we grew up, we started planning for our careers, our financial security and things like that. So sometimes having more than one or two children would be in our way. It would cripple our ability to be able to go out and pursue the careers and the other things that we wanted. So we thought it was fashionable maybe to only have one child or two children. And so we promoted birth control. in a major way. Thirdly, we opened the doors to abortion and even really fought for political reform on that. Fourthly, we challenged the institution of marriage and thought it was a great thing to just go to common law relationships. Why bother being married in the traditional way when we can live common law? Next, we opened the doors to the drug culture and we fought for the use of marijuana and LSD and thought that that was a really good thing to open up our spiritual awareness and, you know, awaken our lives. And again, it felt good, so why not do it? Next, we challenged the traditional church and opened the doors to the New Age and the occult. We thought, well, we want something more than just a traditional service. We don't want the traditional ways. We want something beyond that. We would like to embrace a different type of spirituality. And so we brought in and ushered in New Age into our culture and the occult and things like Satanism even started to surface in the beginnings of that. Even in the music culture, we started to see it. And then we had the removal of the prayer and Bible reading from the schools. We thought, well, let's just take this out. I mean, after all, prayer and Bible reading, that could bring a lot of conviction to an individual, and we were probably feeling convicted, so let's take it out of the schools. Why not? And so we began as a generation to destroy the righteous foundations in the land, and now a generation later, we've got such a mess. We've got mass perversion of sexuality. We have depletion of the population because of all the birth control and abortion. Divorce rates increase and there's family breakdowns. We've got the promotion of same-sex marriage. We've got drug use that's out of control. In fact, heroin and cocaine addiction is very common today. And we've got New Age and occultism and Satanism growing rapidly. All kinds of people are gravitating to this type of source for their spiritual experience. And laws are in the making to restrict freedom of Christian conviction. You know, we have done a lot to destroy the foundations, but it's not too late. You know, Samson, in the Bible, he killed more Philistines in his final hour than in all the other days of his whole life because he restored his heart to God. And our generation can rise up like Samson and rebuild with the younger generation these broken down foundations. We can do it just like Samson in his final hour. Right after the break, we're going to have Fatine Crisco with us, who is going to share with us some exciting things about what God is speaking to her generation about. This is the Josiah generation. We'll find out who Josiah was in the Bible and how there's a parallel today on how God is raising up little kings, little anointed ones, just like Josiah in the Bible, to restore the righteous foundations of the Lord in the land in one generation.
The prophetic gift is a powerful tool to express the will of God to those around you. Patricia and the Extreme Prophetic Team instruct you in the operation of this amazing gift during our boot camp training. It's easy to hear the voice of God. Attend the next prophetic boot camp and get empowered. Registration and school information can be found online at extremeprophetic.com. The prophetic boot camp is also available in audio or DVD formats for your study at home.
Josiah followed in the ways of his father David. The question I ask is, who was his father? Was it Ammon or was it David? What he did was he flipped through the scrapbook of his history and found a worthy mentor. You can't choose your fathers, but you can choose your mentors. And you can get the DNA of righteous, godly fathers if you allow them to train you and to mold you to be a son. Sons and daughters change history. So you find a worthy mentor, and you can be like Josiah to tear down the altars of Baal. Another thing why I like Josiah, begin to, at an early age, age 16, begin to seek the God of his fathers. He became king at age 8, but then he got hungry for God. You're hungry for God. Those young people are hungry for God. He begins to seek the Lord. Young people, you start seeking God at an early age. Josiah was a man who pursued God at an early age. Don't waste your teenage years. Tithe your teenage years to God, your best years to God.
Welcome to God Talk. I'm excited today because I have with me Fatine Crisco. And Fatine, you are one of the most radical young women of God that I know. You're highly prophetic, apostolic. You're going for it in God. You have a tenacity about you that is embracing justice issues and raising up your peers to be a voice in this hour. And so I just want to say, yay, Fatine, just go for it. And you are with Vancouver Extreme Prophetic and also with Fly High Ministries. And so we're going to talk about the Josiah generation right now. So tell me, what does that mean to you? What does being part of the Josiah generation, what does that mean to you personally?
My goodness, what doesn't it mean to me? I feel like I live and breathe this word right now. And, you know, it kind of came on me innocently. Around the turn of the millennium, I noticed something, Patricia, in the body of Christ, and it was this. Everywhere I looked, young men and women of God who were giving birth to young baby boys were naming them Josiah. And you know, I knew enough about the prophetic to know that God was trying to speak something to the body of Christ. And so I just kind of bookmarked it and just kind of took note. But I didn't have a full revelation of it at that point. And, you know, a few years later, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about writing a book about reclaiming the righteous foundations of Canada, my nation, right? And at the same time, I felt like the Lord began to reveal to me, actually, that something very profound actually happened from 1999 to 2000. I felt like the Holy Spirit told me, said, Fatine, remember during that time when you noticed that all these young baby boys were being named Josiah? And I also noticed that there was also a lot of young baby girls, too, like Jocelyn, different derivatives of that. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, and he said, at the turn of the millennium, there was actually a corporate impartation that he released upon a generation that was like a spirit like that, which was on Josiah. And I didn't really understand much about Josiah, but I know now that Josiah, the name Josiah, actually means Jehovah heals or Jehovah makes right. And Josiah was this radical young king, you know, as you already mentioned, you know, he was brought into a kingly authority, a kingly anointing at a very young age, actually at the age of 8. And Josiah came into rule after 2 legacies of ungodliness in the land. And as a nation, now I know I want to kind of say sort of a bookmark here, and that's that there's always a remnant in the land. And I'm sure that even in Josiah's age, I'm sure that even in his father's time and in his grandfather's time, that there was a remnant.
There's
that
always a righteous remnant.
Totally.
Always the faithful.
Yeah, but as a nation, if you look at what happened before Josiah came to rule, as a nation, the nation was just given over to lawlessness, to immorality, and not only given over to, but actual altars were set up to worship these things, right?
This is very similar to what's happening in our day right now in our nations.
Yeah.
Now, what are the specific things that the fathers of Josiah did to break down the righteous foundations? What was Josiah facing in his day?
Well, this was amazing. I was blown away when I began to study this out, Patricia, because in Josiah's father and grandfather's day, there were altars actually set up to Baal and Ashtoreth. And as I studied that out, I began to realize that these were gods that glorified sexual immorality. They're actual temple prostitutes, you know, and there was a actual glorification of a false spirituality, like, you know, but also a specific glorification of sexual immorality.
It was an
altar.
Happening today.
Totally.
Just like today.
Yeah. And the second thing that I noticed in scripture as I studied about Josiah is that there were altars that were set up to the god of Molech. And who was the god of Molech? Well, or who was Molech?
Child sacrifice.
Totally. He feasted off of the blood of children, right? And I was cut to the heart as I was studying this out because I thought, you know, Lord, this is what we are facing as a generation.
Identical.
I know. And there's just been this worship of sexual immorality. There's been, not only has abortion been allowed, but it's actually been worshipped. It's actually been a movement, right? The other thing that Josiah faced was this basically general fear of the Lord, or lack of fear of the Lord, you know, in the priesthood in particular. And he actually went through the temples. He went through all the religious systems that were supposed to be glorifying God, and he just cleaned it out, right?
Because there'd been so much compromise.
Totally.
There was hardly any true worship of God anymore. And Josiah had to grow up in that. So outside of a revelation from God to him, he wouldn't have had anything to work with.
Right. And I believe that this is what God is doing in our day, is that he's getting a hold of a generation. He's getting a hold of our hearts. He's wrecking us for anything less than his fullness, anything less than the kingdom of God. And by his grace, grace and by his mercy, he's getting a hold of us in a way that we have a direct connection to God. And we will always honor our righteous fathers and mothers. And even Josiah, he honored David. You know, he always honored the righteousness that was laid up as an inheritance for him. But at the same time, he was zealously given over to seeing those things that had been established in his nation that were unrighteous torn down. And I love Josiah because he was not only a man of word, he was not only a man of conviction, but he was a man of action, a young man of action.
Mm-hmm. And that's so important. I want to go back to the whole thing of honor. Mm-hmm. About a year and a half ago or so, the Lord spoke to me directly about how much he loved honor. Honor, for some reason, is just something that God loves us to walk in. And I have watched when people honor others, that doors open for them. It's like heaven opens when we walk in honor. And it's so tasteful. And, you know, really, Josiah could have easily dishonored his fathers and said, you know, you guys, you blew it. You were terrible. You did all this to us. How dare you? You know, you're like a bunch of slime bags or whatever. But he didn't.
No.
He honored God and kept honor for his forefathers.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I see people like yourself who are contending to rebuild righteous foundations in our land. And I don't sense any dishonor in you whatsoever. And there's other young people also, such as Todd Bentley and others in your generation who are just bringing forth the kingdom in power and in righteousness, who I only hear honor from. Mm-hmm. When really you could point the finger at us, you could judge us, you could, you know, destroy us with all kinds of, you know, verbal assault, but you don't. You honor us, you build us up, but you say, let's take a look at these issues. Mm-hmm. And we just want to commend you for what you're doing, because mm-hmm. what you walk in as far as honor is wonderful. So, but let's go back then to what you were saying about how Josiah, he did what he could to restore these righteous foundations. So he did a cleaning, didn't he? He took every single thing and brought it back into right standing, which lines up with his name. Jehovah who makes right.
Totally, totally. And what I love about Josiah is that he made a personal commitment to the Lord. He realized that there was a covenant that was laid up for him as a king in Israel, that there was a covenant that was available to him to walk, a covenant relationship with the Lord. And so he made a personal covenant before the Lord. And what I love about this is he actually did it in a very public place. It says that he actually called all the governors of the land, and he called the whole nation, and he makes this public declaration of a personal commitment. And I feel like what God is pouring out upon us as well as a generation is a spirit of just total radical zeal, commitment, a hunger for God, a hunger for the kingdom, a hunger for righteousness, and it's going to be very public.
You know, one of the things that I've been praying for your generation is that you will get the revelation, like what you have already, like you've got the revelation of who you are in God and who God is. But Josiah, he had to get that revelation.
Yeah.
And it was when the priest came and read him the scriptures, and all of a sudden it was like, oh,
he was
my
cut to the
goodness.
Heart. Yeah.
He was cut to the heart. But that word had to come to him. That understanding had to come to him. But as soon as he had the understanding, then he was on his way. And I think a lot of times is that people just don't have the understanding. The light is not turned on. Like, for instance, I grew up as not a Christian. I was not a Christian in my teenage years. I didn't get saved until I was in my mid-20s. And so when things like, for instance, abortion and sexual promiscuity and that were becoming a message inside of my generation, even though I had been taught good morals, I didn't have a revelation that thus says the Lord. I didn't have the fear of the Lord. I didn't know God. I didn't know his heart. Mm. But as soon as I did and the revelation came to me, I became
Bingo.
An advocate for righteousness, and I became a radical believer.
That's it.
And so there's a strength in your generation that I've not seen in any other generation, really. It's like there's a fire, there's a passion, there's a strength in you that is so amazing that as soon as you get the revelation, you're on your way.
Mm-hmm. And I actually just recently had a vision. And what it was is I had a vision of the corporate spirit man of this generation. And it was like a generic man, but I knew it was the corporate spirit man of this generation. And deep inside the spirit man of this generation, I saw a seed. And as I looked at this vision and pondered on it in my my heart, I felt like the Lord said it's the seed of Josiah. Wow. And he said that there's a seed of righteous revolution deep inside the spirit man of this generation. And we know it. You know, every young person that I speak to about this is like, we know that we're wired for the extreme. We're wired for reality. And we are wired for revolution. And it's, you know, because God wired us that way, but also because there's a need for a revolution right now. There's a need for light to confront the darkness. Amen. And I feel like even as young leaders in the land that we actually have a mandate right now to prophesy life to that seed of Josiah and just to speak life to it and to call the generation to their cause. And, you know, I had another vision actually not far long after that where I saw a typographical map actually of an area in North America. And what it was, just like you would see the population or the weather patterns of a region, what it was the spirit man population of this generation. And it was like roaming and it felt kind of aimless in my vision, right? And as I prayed into it again, I just felt like the Lord said, this is the spirit man of this generation. Wow. And they're looking for their cause. And Patricia, I believe that this is our cause. Our cause is, it's a Josiah call. Our cause is to tear down the altars of unrighteousness that the devil's been able to trick, you know, a generation into allowing in, to tear down these altars of sexual immorality, to tear down the altar of abortion and death and child sacrifice, to tear down the defiled priesthood, all these things. But the cool thing about Josiah is he didn't just tear down, he built, he planted. And I believe that God is commissioning us as a generation also to reestablish righteous foundations.
And that's what Jeremiah was called to, too, to tear down and then to build. You know, and to plan and to put the right thing in. And you've actually done this quite a bit by taking teams across your nation and just calling for the younger generation to take their place. And another key about Josiah is that he was a king. Now, a king is one who carries authority. And in Christ, we are priests and kings. And that's God true. Is giving an invitation for all of his people to take that kingly mantle.
That's it.
To take that place of governmental authority.
That's
and I'm not
it.
Talking about even stepping into, you know, natural politics, although if God
Could
calls
be.
You, that's good.
It can be.
And we need the kingly anointing there. But even if you're not in that realm, you can still act as a king.
Absolutely.
You can still take that authority
Absolutely.
That God gives and start to move out in it, because it's the authority. He's the king of righteousness, and it's the authority to bring righteous foundations back.
Amen. And I love that the fact that Josiah says that he was the first king actually since the time of Samuel that nationally that honored the Passover lamb to the extent that he did. It said that since the time of Judges, there was never a king. And, you know, that speaks to the blood of Jesus, you know. And I feel like, you know what, that's it. You know, as a generation, we're going to be that generation that is going to stand with a personal commitment in a public place, in the places of influence in the nation, to stand in the gates of influence, to say, you know what, it's the blood of Jesus. Wow. And it's only the blood of Jesus that's going to heal a generation.
You know, Faitine, you are totally inside of that Josiah anointing. And you know, as my generation, I just want to say I'm so sorry for everything that we left for you. We didn't know what we were doing, for the most part. I honestly believe that. But we have left a mess for you to pick up. Whatever a man sows, that is what he reaps. And our generation sowed a lot of garbage, and it's what you have to reap. And I'm so sorry, and I do ask your whole generation for forgiveness.
Absolutely.
But I also want to say this, is that with everything we have, we will stand with you. We will stand with you. We love you. We believe in you. And we support you.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
You know, on Destiny Words right now, I have immediately a word that is for a mother who's watching this program, and you're weeping right now because you all of a sudden realize that your choices have affected your children, and you're weeping. You're sitting there just weeping, and you're so grieved over what you and your generation have done. But the Lord wants to say to you that He's going to lift off the guilt and the shame right now. He forgives you. He forgives you for every decision you made that's making an impact on your children and even for your grandchildren. It's being forgiven. It's being washed. But He says He's going to call you to rise up now and to come alongside of the younger generation and support them with everything that you have. And there's just a new energy that's coming in you right now for that.
And I'm getting a prophetic word for a young man, and I can see you vividly in my spirit. You're about 14 or 15 years old. You have dirty, sort of blondish brown hair. It's kind of spiky. And you are Josiah. Actually, there is a Josiah anointing upon you. And I feel like the Lord is telling me that there's something. Actually, I'm hearing the name Joel, and I believe that either that's actually your name, or that's a book or a word that you've received as a prophecy, that you're a part of Joel's army, perhaps. But there's actually an anointing that's coming upon your life, and that is upon your life for law. And the Lord's going to raise you up in the area of justice. And I see that He's going to give you some Goliaths in the land to tackle. He's going to give you an anointing. The enemy is going to try to come against you with a spirit of intimidation, but the Lord wants you to know that the call of God is absolutely true upon your life. And there's going to be a zeal and a righteousness that's going to arise from your spirit, even in the days to come. And there's going to come a time in the future when you are an adult where you are going to stand with a Josiah anointing, specifically in the area of law, to decree justice.
This generation really needs to be supported, and that means with our finances as well. As they begin to step out and hit some of these justice issues, God is actually going to call them out of secular employment in order to put all the hours in that's needed. I know with Fatine, she spends hours and hours and hours and hours every day just contending for the rebuilding of these foundations. And I see a businessman actually who's watching this program that you're being touched right now, and you're saying, what can I do to help? What can I do to come alongside of this generation? And I believe that this word is not only for you, but for many others, is that God is calling you and those with finance to come alongside and give great financial support to the younger generation as they go out to restore the righteous foundations. And as you come into a place of sowing into that generation, that you will reap a harvest of righteousness. And this word is for many of you out there. In fact, there's a housewife that's just being quickened by that word, saying, well, I'm not a business person, but I'd like to do that too. Well, you can, and you should.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
We want to thank you so much for joining us on today's program. And I'd like to invite you to go online and visit our store at extremeprophetic.com. There's a CD that you might just be interested in. It's called Prophets of Morality, Arise. And why don't you arise as one? God's waiting for you. He's looking for you. Why? Because you are called to bring His light into the darkness. Not 10 years from now, but right now, today.
I just want to challenge you young men and women all across America, all across Canada, and the nations. Listen, you are to be the head and not the tail. A third of your generation have been killed through abortion, but I'll tell you what, they're killed because they were all a threat. They are the deliverer generation that is arising. You are the deliverer generation that is arising. So we are calling, we are challenging young men and women to be the Daniels of today, the prototype end time generation who through fasting and prayer, divine revelation, are exalted and promoted 10 times better than the psychics. I want to challenge you. You be the presidents of the United States. You be the senators. You be the educational leaders. You be the ones in law school who begin to turn the courts back to God. I'm telling you, it is the day, the defining generation. I believe yours is the defining generation. And I want you to dream and believe for the most outrageous purpose to be demonstrated, the purposes of God to be demonstrated through your life.